I just wanted to start off by asking about the Rick Hansen Foundation's mission statement.
1 in 5 Canadians, the adults, are currently living with a disability. That's all sorts of different disabilities. And this is growing as our population ages. Canadians struggle every day to access places where we live, work, learn, and play. And sometimes we're limited by physical barriers to get into those spaces that we would like to enjoy with everyone else. An accessible built environment benefits everyone, small children, parents, parents with strollers, older adults and seniors, and people with temporary and permanent disabilities. And in Canada, almost 50% of adults have or have experienced a permanent or temporary physical disability or live with someone that does have a disability. And that can be a variety of disabilities. Our mission is to create and deliver innovative solutions that lead to a global movement to remove barriers, enable people with disabilities to meet their full potential. You know, there's so many things that can be open for us if we were just to remove a few barriers. Sometimes it's for pleasure, you know, going to a community center and enjoying that. And sometimes it might be in a workplace. Maybe you want to go to work and work, and that might be difficult to achieve. Rick started this journey March 21st, 1985, and he traveled almost 40,000 kilometers that took 2 years, 2 months, and 2 days to complete. During this process, he raised $26 million for research into spinal cord injury and improved the quality of life for people with disabilities. And that's turned into people with many different disabilities, not just people with spinal cord injuries. We don't focus on just that. We have a site called iCord, which helps people with disabilities through research and directive, and people benefit from all that. So that's kind of separate from the Rick Hansen Foundation, but it is still affiliated with us.
Okay, and would you have any idea how many British Columbians are helped by your foundation on a yearly basis?
Well, you know, I don't exactly have a stat for that because we work right across the country. We're not just focused in British Columbia. We're in every province of Canada. We have a schools program that teaches children about people with disabilities. My wife is part of that program, and we have an accessibility certification program, which rates sites for meaningful access. So right across the country, we have trained professionals that can go to any site and rate it for accessibility using consistent methodology and consistent measurement and consistent language so that everybody is on the same page and we know what we're talking about. So we have two certification levels. Actually, we have three. So the two main ones are certified accessible. So that means a site that you can get in, you can get around, and you can use a washroom, you can enjoy the different features that were within a building. And we also have gold certification. That gold certification is the best that you can do at this time. It encompasses having not only just an entrance that's accessible, but it also encompasses universal washrooms, inductive hearing loops for people with hearing disabilities. It has tactile features for people that have low vision or are blind. And we have clear guidelines on all that. And then each site is rated consistently using the same methodology. It's a wonderful program, and it's been embraced by federal government, provincial governments. It's been embraced by business right across the country. There's many big businesses that are having their sites rated right now for accessibility so that they're not missing out on the demographics of people that can contribute to their business, contribute to their workplace, et cetera.
How has COVID-19 affected the Rick Hansen Foundation's day-to-day work?
Like everyone else, we're working remotely in most instances right now. Thanks to technology, like what we're doing right now, we can still deliver on the promise of a more accessible world by creating programs and initiatives that raise awareness, change attitudes, and attitudinal barriers are just as big as physical barriers, and removing barriers in the built environment. One of those initiatives is the Rick Hansen Foundation School Program, or RHFSSP, and this is done remotely, and it's done everywhere in the country. It's done in French and English. Children can enjoy this message from multitudes of speakers that come to their homes. It's for children from kindergarten to grade 12, and it teaches about disability, accessibility, and inclusion to empower them to make a difference in their school and their communities.
Have you encountered other disabled people that have taken motivation from Rick's example?
Rick's message has gotten out to people of all abilities, not just people with disabilities. People listen to him. People admire what he has to say. And he has a lot to say. People in higher positions in government, et cetera, really respect what Rick has to say, and other people within our organization. We had a two-day conference on Thursday and Friday, and there was a young girl named Sienna who, with her dad, created this accessible trick-or-treating where people could come to your driveway and trick-or-treat if they were had a mobility disability or any other disability that they couldn't get up the stairs. They were doing trick-or-treating. And this young girl, 10 years old, brought this very powerful message about inclusion for everyone and how she's one person is making a difference. We can all do that by making a difference, by including everyone.
You work with people like you that want to get employment that are disabled or want to get a further education. Do you actually help them out to further their journeys?
Part of what we do in rating sites enables people with disabilities to go to school, go to work. By providing that information for employers, employers think that they're embracing inclusion, but 90% of companies claim to prioritize diversity and only 4% consider disability in those initiatives that they present. We could add 550,000 Canadians with disabilities to work more and increase the GDP by $16.8 billion by 2030. This boost would fuel a $10 billion increase to consumer spending and $4.4 billion in increased government revenue. So indirectly, what we do is enable people to go to school, go to work, and enjoy those environments that they can be with everybody else. Using universal design allows people to not even know that they're going into an accessible building. You don't need to be seeing, we call him Mr. Speedy, the little logo that you see at the parking spaces, the little blue sign. We don't need to see those everywhere if a site is made universal. So you going to university, whether you did that virtually or if you did that in person, if that site was truly accessible, you wouldn't even know that it was accessible and it would benefit everyone. So yes, indirectly, we do provide that ability to do that.
Is the Rick Hansen Foundation only a privately funded organization, or do you get some help from the government?
It's mostly private. I don't know that answer. I know that I work for the Rick Hansen Foundation, and I know we have a lot of wonderful donors that donate to RHF. And I think that's the base of our funding is from donors.